And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them, and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Would be your Bethlehem, a shelter for your birth. My body be your dwelling place, a sacred temple on this earth. By holy intervention, an of the divine, in union with mortality, made incarnation mine. My heart, my will, my mind, my all, my thankfulness I bring. God's only Son, come down to earth. Oh, let the angels sing. My will would bow in wonderment, struck silent by the sight of angels' visitation that woke the shepherds on that night. With reverence and worship, my soul doth magnify the God of all creation. My will, my mind, my all, my thankfulness I bring. God's only Son, come down to earth. Oh, let the angels sing. My mind would make a pilgrimage and watch God's plan unfold, illuminate eternal things, reveal the mysteries yet untold. No matter what it costs me, journey long or far, oh, may I trade all treasure rare for